The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Unlimited broadband so you can download, upload and stream as much as you like.
Yes. Good morning all, this is Ryan Tuberty, it's Friday morning, thanks be to the Lord, at 4 minutes past nine. The day is the 26th of June 2020, the last Friday in June 2020. That's it, June is pretty much a distant memory as of the next few days. We're into July next week, imagine that. Is it the 3rd of July next Friday, am I right in saying that? And that is exciting because of the restrictions lifting as of Monday. I mean, we've spent a lot of time talking about it this morning. Going, what's it going to look like? What's Monday going to look like? What will the pubs look like? What will the 90-minute rule? How doable, achievable, sustainable is that for staff, for people sitting in their seats? Will it be a rush for the first day or two, and then everyone calm down and go, okay, right, well, we remember now, it's a pub, it's a little, it's fine, it's fun. But the 90-minute thing, I have to say, is putting me right off. The food thing is putting me right off. So I might wait till it becomes a bit more normalised, where you don't have to stick by so many rules, I couldn't bear it. But for other people, it's great. 90 minutes is just enough. In you go, get your food, support the businesses, and here's hoping. It's exciting. We heard Leo Varadkar's speech last night and kind of half wondering would there be a quote from Legally Blonde or something in there, but there wasn't. It was a very fair... It was fine. It was very good, very dignified. And, you know, I was interested as well by his confidence at the results from all the parties tonight. I certainly think that the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are expected to come back with handsome majorities. The Green Party, I wouldn't be as sure, but he seemed to suggest that we'll all be surprised by how confident the vote is in favour of forming a government. So we'll see. I've just become, my confidence is shaken in confidence when it comes to politics. I was sure Brexit would fail. I was sure Hillary Clinton was going to get elected. I was sure that when Donald Trump said those things on the tape about women, that he was an unelectable person on the planet Earth. I was sure that every other day when he said or did something that it would be the end of him. I was sure impeachment. I was sure. All these certainties I got. I was sure I could go to the pub for a pint with all my friends on the 14th of March last week forever. And then, so the certainties have been given a shake. So that's why I'm sure the Greens are going to pass this by 2/3 majority. I think, well, here, oh, good. I presume that's good. And we'll see. And let's see. But I would also just be concerned about chicken counting with nothing hatched. 51551 is the text number this morning. I want to give an honourable mention to all the Liverpool fans listening this morning who are just, they're happy boys and girls. They needed this result. They were waiting. Would it happen? When would it happen? What combination of results? Which teams would have to win for them to go get over the line? They did it. They're in. They can celebrate. They might have got a little bit anti-socially, anti-distant last night in the celebrations, but you can understand why. It's an emotional scene. A delightful tweet from the CEO at Liverpool, from Peter Moore, who says, number 19 is finally here. It's for our millions of fans near and far. We miss you. It's for the Reds that fell to the virus. It's for my dad who first took me to Anfield in 1959. It's for Sean Cox. What a lovely inclusion in that tweet. Smiling in Ireland right now. And it's for the 96 who will never be forgotten. So a lovely thing to say. And we're sure thinking of Sean Cox this morning and his family. Lovely family. And hopefully there was cause to smile and celebrate. It's a great result. And to all the Liverpool loyalists down through the years who are mocked on occasion, who are slagged in the most horrific fashion on bar stools around the island. And today is their day. So stand tall and walk among friends and never alone. I see a lot. I do rather like the mural that is on the wall of what was the George Bernard Shaw pub in Portobello. And it's of Sinead O'Connor, and it's a beautiful picture painted by Emmeline Blake, who is a street artist and teacher. And in it, you see Sinead, as per the video for Nothing Compares to You, but obviously an artist's reproduction of that. looking straight at us. It's a beautiful reproduction of her. And a speech bubble on the left saying, "I stay in every night and sleep all day." And out of the other side of her mouth, she's saying, "Since you took my pub away." And that is a lovely piece of art, lovely gentle humour, great pop cultural reference. And Emmeline Blake, you have some talent, that's what I would say. So well done to her. If you want to be in a movie in New Zealand, if you have an overbite, face burns, long skinny limbs, deep cheekbones, lines on your face, acne scars, ears that stick out, bulbous or interesting noses, small eyes, big eyes, any deformities, skinny faces or missing limbs, you are in. You're in for a treat because they're looking for you for as they're casting for a TV series of The Lord of the Rings. And that's why we can all, I mean, this is I was talking about the great Hollywood actors and how you didn't have to be particularly handsome man to be a great success back in the day and on the big screen. And sure enough, that story is symmetrically forms in a nice circle this morning, as you can see, that all the heads are welcome on the Lord of the Rings casting couch for that production in New Zealand. We talked about Lady Antebellum, now called Lady A, as the Antebellum pre-war Civil War thing was considered inappropriate. And now the Dixie Chicks are called the Chicks. They've changed their name. This is a true story. They felt that the Dixie, which is a nostalgic nickname for the Civil War era South. Oh, I wish I was in Dixie. That brilliant American trilogy song by Elvis, which, of course, would be cancelled from all his touring gigs or stays in Vegas because for obvious reasons. The Dixie Chicks have changed their name is what I'm trying to say. They made a stealthy name change yesterday, released a new video as The Chicks, all the social media presence now The Chicks, and they said, look, it's time, we feel that in light of recent events, and it's time to roll with what's happening in the world. So they're gone. You know, Glastonbury isn't happening this year. A lot of people are very excited about that. And wasn't Macca meant to play Glastonbury? It's the only bit I saw. But everyone was excited about it. I've never been to Glastonbury. I thought about it for about a second and a half, which is probably about half a second more than it was ever realizable or realistic to go. But, you know, not too long ago, when I was meant to be going to see McCartney, I sort of told you this, in May, couldn't go. So I staged a kitchen concert. So I found an old gig. Put it on YouTube and in the kitchen, and we sat around, watched it, and have loads of crack, pretending we were at a gig. So you can do this, and for Glastonbury this week, they're showing loads of it on TV, and they're calling it Glastonbury. So you can stay at home, dress up. I think dressing up and getting stuck in, I think that's a great thing to do. So get stuck in and have the laugh, and you'll be fine. There's nothing wrong with having a, because my youngest is mad about Queen these days. So I was thinking maybe we could go to Queen at Slane and watch, you know, in the kitchen. That might be a nice way of doing something. Mullingar superstar and style icon. Is he style icon? Horan. Niall Horan. He certainly is a superstar. He's given his stamp of approval to the official RTE Does Comic Relief T-shirt. That's quite a nice thing. If you're not in a position to watch the big gig tonight, RTE Does Comic Relief, which is partnering up with the Community Foundation for Ireland. So the T-shirts are part of your supporting thing to do, but they've been designed by a Northern Irish artist, Oliver Jeffers. Many of you will own those wonderful books that he has written and designed, and they're just all very, very good. And it's available for a limited period online. And it's Gura Mila. G-U-R-A, so it's obviously taken Gurumila T-shirt designed by Oliver Jeffers is available as part of the Comic Relief, and it's a thing of beauty for a great cause, says Niall Horan. So that's fun. You can get those online and support the cause. Tato Park will be opening again when? This Monday, it looks like, and they're going to have they're working on a boomerang and suspended coaster due to begin construction next year with a completion date sometime in 2023. Holy smoke. They'll cost about 15 million euro and will create 40 new jobs in the area. Well done to one and all. Now, I missed a few birthdays and I found them on my desk. Teasy McGrath from Friar Street in Kilkenny. This was in May. I apologise, Teasy. She was a grand old age, and I just want to wish her at 90 years old, Teasy, from us, happy birthday from you, from children and grandchildren. While I'm here, great guy, George Hunter. I missed his birthday in April. George was, he was 70, even though he looks about 12. So well done, George, from your daughters, Georgina and Lynn, and your granddaughters, Georgie and Millie and Maddie. That's good news for them. My friends in the Roundstone House Hotel, they're closing their doors this summer for the first time in, I think, ever, actually. But the woman behind that amazing kitchen that serves the most delicious food, and you know me, I'm not mad at talking about food, but it is just homely and gorgeous. Siobhan Vaughan will be opening a deli today service from the hotel, so you can still enjoy the delights of the place from a wonderful chef. And good company too. And so if you're passing through gorgeous Roundstone on your way to Clifton or wherever you might be in the area, get in there, get busy, support, buy local produce and producers, and good luck to Siobhan in that endeavour. It'll be wonderful, no doubt about it. And to Niall Duffy of Brooklyn Productions, sent in the Boom Bright, which is an indoor or indeed outdoor Bluetooth speaker. Just well done on him. His production company is called, his company is called Brooklyn Productions Limited. He left a pharmaceutical job 3 years ago to go out on his own, and his website is boombright.ie. Battery lasts 8 to 12 hours, and you can have essentially a nightclub in your garden with this crazy and brilliant speaker that is transformative for your house. Niall Duffy, well done, Niall, to you, and thanks for letting us know about your business, because we are all about these small but important businesses around the country. Ryan, says the text, are you okay? Yes. You seem a little grumpy. What? I bounced in here like a lunatic. No, the only reason you might think that is because I was let down this morning. I was really let down by somebody I thought was really a great, loyal member of the team, until she turned around and said, what's the name of that Beatles song, Tomorrow? What? Sorry, you're talking about Yesterday? Oh, yeah, that's the one. Yeah, Yesterday. Well, I mean, did you ever see somebody dying on the spot? Not they were fine with it. They're confident. Anyway, she shall remain nameless. Nothing new there. 51551 is the text number. Of course, all the jokes went in there. Eleanor Digby and I want to hold your foot and all this kind of thing. All right, anyway, back to the text. Are you a little grumpy? I think I will go and support my local pubs who have really struggled. We're going to go and have a meal and a few drinks. Yeah, so am I. No, I was just saying that it's changed. I'm adjusting. Not grumpiness, it's adjustment. Sandra says the government formations, the saying no such thing as a sure thing comes to mind. Well, they are they seem very confident that it's going to happen. So I think we'll be in a state of shock if a government is informed in the next 24 hours. Go to the pub for 90 minutes and then come home and have a few drinks in the garden. Thank you. I've had the Iceland Eurovision song in my head for the last 24 hours and I'm blaming you. Sure. Luckily, I love it. Even better. Thank you, Aoife Mullingar. Would you please congratulate the sixth class in St. Fachin's National School in Abbey, Loughrea in County Galway, who closed the chapter on primary school teaching today. It would have been their last day of primary school. I'll celebrate later today with a beep beep car parade. So good luck to the sixth class students all over Ireland. The class of 2020 will go down in history. Thank you, and thanks for that nice words, Orla, and I wish you and all the gang well. Look, I did about, I'd say, 100 video messages for schools around the country to wish them all well on their, and just to those of you who got through, who requested me to do them and I didn't get back or couldn't do them, it was just because I simply ran out of time and there was only so many I could do. But what I want to say is to all those schools who are finishing up today, congratulations, you did it, you made it. I mean, it is like Charlie Bucket making it all the way through the chocolate factory. And right out at the end, and now you're in the glass elevator through the roof and onto the rest of your life. And it has been amazing what you've done under the circumstances. As a generation, you have been outstanding, and your teachers have been knockout. And congratulations. So as I've been saying to the kids in schools around the country with these messages, is that you now have a war story as the class of 2020 that no other class will have. And it's been strange with the thing in the air and all of that. We get that. But head into the summer now and enjoy yourselves, and then head into gear change to first year and have fun getting there. You have made lots of friends, I hope lots of memories, and now it's your turn to go forward and be happy and be safe and be brilliant. And that's my message to you all. And have fun getting there. Don't forget the fun bit. It's absolutely critical. Now, We go to another email. Why not? Ryan at RTE.ie. We have the lovely gentleman, Owen O'Sullivan, who wears the kind of our very own Knight of the Museum attendant in the National Gallery. And Aideen Walsh is 10. She's from County Down. And she wanted to ask Owen a question, which was the man afraid at night time in the gallery? It's a great, great question. And Owen very kindly responded to that question by email to say, Aideen, after darkness, everywhere in the gallery is so quiet and a bit eerie, and the paintings look a bit lonely in the stillness of the night. The beams of moonlight and the low sound of the whistling wind can make the empty rooms a little scary, but I have never seen a real ghost, except sometimes I hear weird noises. So I can't be sure if there are any, but during the day, the gallery is such a bright and safe place to visit, and all the pictures look amazing. How beautifully put. That's very, very nice. And on comics, because we talked about comics with Owen yesterday, comics are not just for kids. Many have adult themes. I've bonded with my dad over them, says one. The Legend of Cú Chulainn is a great graphic novel by the Irishman Will Sliney. Still a vibrant comic scene in Ireland. I know it well, and the Forbidden Planets at the different shops, and there's great Irish artists putting together these particular types of books. Graphic novels is what I'm trying to think. They are wonderful, as I say, an entree into history for some children who want to read history that way. Nothing wrong with them at all. And Will Sliney has done great things, by the way, over the lockdown for children and art. So well done. Mary says, I just spent a day in my attic sorting through the mountain of stuff my kids have carefully dumped there over a lifetime and listening to Owen talking about comics. I have years and years of girls and boys comics and sports magazines and would love to be able to donate them to a worthy cause. Well, they're now something of a historical sort of curio, which I would say is something you should hang on to. Definitely hang on to them and we'll see what happens. Don says there was a man called Mr. Fallon in Knee Street in Dublin 8 many moons ago. He had a barbershop in the back. Oh, barbershop. Next Monday morning, cannot wait. But that's a squirrel. Back to the text now. But he used to have a comic shop in the front and you could take your old comics in there and swap them for a penny. And he was a gentleman. And it was always fun to go into, and it only took a penny to get a new comic. It was heaven. Ah, oh, nice memories indeed. Okay. And we'll go there in a minute. Another James Cagney story there, which I really like. I'll go there in a minute too. So 51551 says the text number. May I just say, says Lisa, yes, you sound extra happy this morning. I can hear a smile in your voice. Well, I think we're all heading towards a sense of liberation this weekend and on into next week. And that's hopeful. Don't forget, I can just see the vista of the Wild West of Ireland opening before me. I see Loch Carrib in my dreams. I see the 12 pins approaching, whether the rain is falling or the sun is shining. And with that, I see a pint of Guinness, or I see a line being cast on the carp. I just see hope, and we should all feel that today. I thought the thunder last night, the symphony, the percussive symphony of the skies last night was a joy. I was kind of half in sleep, up, down, and it was just beautiful, the rumbling. I mean, it was like the RTE Concert Orchestra hanging outside my back garden, just doing their thing. And it was a beautiful experience. The Beatles song that begins tomorrow is Tomorrow Never Knows, of course, from the Revolver album. Yeah, she wasn't, no. She thought yesterday was tomorrow, but tomorrow is actually, Tomorrow Never Knows is a great song. But no, there was a mix-up there. And anyway, I'm sure she's cleared a desk. Another text, I think it's very upsetting for people with deformities and differences to be invited to apply for Lord of the Rings. What are they thinking? I think they're thinking some people like to own their scars and want to be in a movie and have fun, probably. So they don't have to apply either. So I kind of get it. They also said it's skinny, gaunt people. I'm not, and that's me. I'm not offended. I am what I am, to quote the great Popeye, as we're quoting pop culture of late. It's quite the thing. It's 9:23. 51551 is the text number this Friday morning. We are open for business. That'll be Will I Am and Bang Bang at 9:27 this Friday morning. Vincent O'Hara was on to say, caught the tail end of a conversation on your programme this morning about the movie Shake Hands with the Devil. This was relating to James Cagney. People may not remember that Ray McAnally had a role in that movie. And during the late 50s and the 60s, my family lived next door to Ray in Artain in Dublin. In 59, he started filming Shake Hands with the Devil in Ardmore Studios with, among others, James Cagney, who was a big Hollywood name at the time. During the filming, Ray McAnally invited James Cagney and wife to dinner in his house in Artane. Imagine my sister's surprise when she answered a knock on her front door and there stood James Cagney. She was about 14 years old at the time, but still remembers clearly his exact words. "Hello, girl. Is this where Ray McAnally lives?" She politely directed him next door and he thanked her. So my sister and I were over the moon later when we were invited in by Ray to meet the Hollywood star. I was about 11 at the time. We shook hands, spoke for a little while, and then Cagney gave us both his autograph. He was a lovely guy. Best wishes, Vincent O'Hara. Nice little snapshot in time. And when Angus McAnally was on with Joe Duffy last Friday, I was listening to them talking about James Cagney being in the house and how James Cagney had Angus on his knee. He was kind of put him up and down like he was, because he was only a little baby or a young boy. And suddenly all the roads lead to this email and now we're back in the McAnally's house. Brilliant. Love that. And thank you for that, Vincent O'Hara. Tell that texter they have 105 minutes in the pub, not 90. Fair point. That's a whole different story. Good morning, Ryan. Text says, while I'm a keen sports supporter and delighted for Liverpool and understand the need and that they need to and deserve to celebrate, but not by totally breaking social distancing rules and ignoring police pleading who came under attack from some fans, I hope England will not be one of the countries on the list for travel bridges to Ireland. Oh, it's true. The travel bridges, I worry about them too, you know. I worry about them too. Because who knows what is going to happen with people travelling to one country and what they're going to bring back with them. So part of me thinks, let's have fun in the next week or two, all socially distancing. But at the same time, because I just worry what's going to happen in the autumn. But I want to say, let's not get ahead of ourselves, okay? Let's not get quite ahead of ourselves. Now, I want to say to you that we want you to come to Dublin to join us in, well, not join us, but go on a little break. Friday morning, let's have a quiz. Let's do it. Take time out this summer in the capital city at the Radisson Blue Royal Hotel in Dublin. They've recently undergone an exciting ground floor renovation and extension with the addition of 84 spacious new bedrooms, along with the newly opened Chancery Grill restaurant. The Radisson Blue Royal Hotel Dublin is the perfect place to take some time out in Dublin this summer. You and a guest can enjoy two nights accommodation in one of the new rooms, along with super breakfast. It comes with a little curl on the forehead and a cape. It's brilliant. And each morning, delivered to your room and dinner on one evening in the newly opened Chancery Grill restaurant, which celebrates food and fire with delicious dishes cooked over the Asador grill. I love fire grilled food, flame grilled food. I really do. So that sounds like a lovely plan. The information on radissonblue.com/royal-hotel-Dublin. Just tips off the tongue. So go forth. So what do you need to do? Give us a call. 1850 715 900. 1850 715 900. Come and play with us and you could be heading off to that wonderful hotel for a couple of nights with dinner and essentially escape from the others. Wouldn't that be a nice thing? I'm delighted to hear from Pat and Emer McAuliffe. Good morning to you both. Great folks. And reminding us, because it's in the back of the Examiner today, to say that Veronica Guerin was murdered today in 1996. Imagine that. So thinking of her family today, difficult time. Gone, says Pat and Emer, but remembered by her many friends. Well, well put. And thank you for that gentle reminder this Friday morning. We'll be back with more after this. It's been a week now since I started wearing a face mask into the supermarket, and I'm just going to give you a quick update. It's do you know what? It's fine. You completely get used to it. Just initially, I thought this is quite cumbersome and uncomfortable, but I was only there. Was it yesterday? With the mask on, and I started talking to one or two people, and it gave me a little more confidence stopping to talk to somebody for a little longer than usual because I felt this thing is covering and therefore the chances of any exchange would be slim to none. So if you're wondering, did it work? Is it worth doing? My answer is yes. And the advice seems to be go for it until we're told otherwise. So I'll stop with the mask now thing now. But just from my own point of view, that's where I'm coming from on that. Rosie Lewis was on to say, my grandson was very ill in Temple Street. One of the people that helped him so much was the play therapist. He had a serious episode that landed him back in ICU, and she was so important to him. So thanks to all who were involved. That's lovely to say that. Could you please mention Becky Burtonshaw of Ronanstown, Clondalkin? All the very best. As she retires today after 35 years in Scoleagia in Clondalkin. She was our school's cleaner and latterly our housekeeper, and all the teachers, SNAs, secretary, caretaker, parents and children wish her a long, well-deserved retirement from Orla, the principal, and everyone in Scoleagia in Clondalkin. So to Becky Burtonshaw of Ronanstown in Clondalkin, congratulations for all your service down through the years. Happy retirement. I hope you got lots of nice gifts. Raise a glass to yourself. You deserve it. Enjoy. Listening to your show from Malta. Malta. Counting the days, like yourself, till I get home to the cottage in Clockmore. Fingers crossed, sooner than later. Kind regards, Sue Brown. Thank you, Sue, and good luck. Lots more coming in. We'll get to them in a few minutes.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
51551 is the text number, and you have been very, very busy with all the comments coming in, so thank you for that. Would we have time? No, I don't really have time probably to play some music because of all the comings and goings this morning. So I'll read some texts to say, said to my mother last week that only an hour and a half seemed like a very little amount of time to be allowed in the pub. When she replied, it's not even an hour and a half, it's only 90 minutes. Another classic from my mam, Anne O'Brien, and I love her to bits from Dean. Well done, Dean, for calling out your mother. I hope that you're rewarded with a particularly stale slice of cake this week because you named and shamed her like that. Kind of funny, though. If by any chance you missed any of the shows during the week, our podcasts are alive and well to accompany you on your Saturday or Sunday stroll. So get busy. You'll find them easily enough wherever you get your podcasts. And join us for a retrospective of the week that was. You're breaking my heart, says Francis. Please don't talk any more about Clifton and the 12 Bends and Roundstone and surrounding areas. I miss them so much. I can't wait to go west again. It can happen. Go next week if you want. And a quick one from Owen. I wish you well, Owen. I'm glad to hear you. He says you're talking about hope, because that's what I feel I need most at the moment. At times it's a struggle, but please God, things will get better. Berbua. Berbua indeed. Here's to things getting better for you and your family and for the country. And we're all on the right road. We're going to leave it there for today. Thanks so much. Thank you, team, as always, for nearly mostly getting it right. And let's discuss the Beatles now in a minute. And stay tuned for Sarah McInerney. Have a great day. Mind yourselves. We'll see you next time.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.